I am making sure we have all the settings correct here. Welcome. Welcome to our module zero. This ends up being a test run for the Google Hangout to make sure that everybody who's a part of the Networking Savvy group knows how to get into the actual Google Hangout and not just be a viewer, because you guys are really going to get to know each other over the next 6 months as you implement these strategies. But this session today is on time management, and the reason is because I want you to get the most out of the program. And as a result, that means that you've invested in yourself, you've invested in your business, and as a matter of fact, I will, until the last day of my life, be investing in myself. I say that the best investment is in myself, because in reality, we get to determine the return. We get to determine the return on our investment of time, energy, and effort. And so you have invested in this program. It is my passion. Whoops. I don't know why. Hide and mute. Okay. It was picking up somebody else's audio. And it's my passion to empower you with a couple of things. One is that you're creating the life and business that you really want. And part of what my gift and what God has given me to be able to help you in that is to get to the core and to the heart of what really matters the most in your life, and cut down on taking the longest path to get there and help you take the most direct path. The other thing is that it's to empower you from the inside out. It's helping you create what you want most, but it's not doing it in such a way that we're just putting Band-Aids on solutions. This is to really create what you want most from the inside out. And so that's what this entire program is around. And today's module is on time management, because this is a very practical area of our life that we need to be able to get under control to create what we want most in life. And so I want to lead you through a couple of really key principles that are the standards and the mindset through which I approach time management. And then I'm going to equip you with a couple of really key tools that have changed my life. Literally, once I implemented this as a means by which that I do life, a means by which I look at my time, a means by which I go forward each day, it has absolutely revolutionized my life. So I want to introduce you to these things. So I don't know why it's still picking up others' audio here. I want to make sure it's okay. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen with you, and I'm going to take you through a couple of key things that I want you to be aware of. So here we go. Let's see. Oops. Okay, so welcome to our time management module. And as I mentioned before, everything we're doing is approaching everything, every single part of your business and every single part of your life from the inside out. Do you want to know what it takes to have people say, I want to work with you? It's the way that we show up in the world. It's the way that we end up allowing the best part of us that's inside of us to shine forth. And it creates such a magnetic influence on others that they're saying, I want what you're having. And when we have a business that's attached to what we're doing, and when we're living from a purpose and a mission-driven place, we want to remove any barriers that would have people from seeing what would best serve them in their life. And so that's why it makes such a difference how we're showing up in the world. And I don't know why this is I keep hearing other audios.
Am I on mute?
No, hang on. That's it. There we go. So now you're on mute. Okay, cool. Here's the other key principle that we're going to be going through in our coaching, is the difference between being a creator and being a reactor in life. It's the fact that even this program, what you want out of this program, you are helping to create that experience. You're helping to actually manifest through this program what you want most. You came in with a certain set you wanted most in life. And I truly believe that when we get super clear about what we want most, the want, the what, or the why that's driving us behind it, the how shows up. And too frequently in life, people think, okay, if I have the hows, then I'll create what I want most. Well, no, the hows will show up. And just like you, you had certain desires that led you to say, you know what, I want more out of my business. I want to get to the next level. I want to help more people. I want to be able to be more efficient in what I do. And then lo and behold, our paths cross. And I know that it's not by accident. I know that the experiences, the expertise, the tools that I'm going to help equip you and what you need most and where is the place in your heart, that it's not a coincidence that we've met. I truly believe that all things happen for a reason. And that reason is, in essence, what is that fulfillment of what we want most and the why of why we want it. And when we become clear on that, the how shows up. And so this is the major, major thing I want you to go into in any piece of our coaching together and anything that you're doing actually with your team members as well. It's you're helping them to empower them in this creator role. It's so often that we can become reactionary to things in our life. And I want you to think about it as the ladder. So the lower parts of the ladder where we're in that reaction mode and we're thinking that things happen to us or that there's a limited number of resources, including time, including money, including prospects, including people who can join our team. Those are all areas down at the bottom where we can, at the bottom of the ladder, where we're living in a reactor state of place instead of being in a creator. And so when you approach even your time, I want you to consider that you're a creator of how that time is how you create your life through your time. It's one of the resources that you have. And so this concept right here that I'm going to introduce you to, I'm going to show you a video. And it is, pardon that there will be some language that may be offensive to some people. I will be a paradox, and you will get to know this as we spend time together, that, I mean, my faith is a big part of who I am as a person, but there are some times that, you know, some words, like what the word that you're going to hear is the word hell. And there'll be other words that I may potentially use in our time together, but it's not intended to be offensive, but it's to drive a point. And this particular concept of hell yeah or no is really, really critical. As you look at things in your life, every single thing in your life, what you want to create most, there's a reason why you joined your business. There's a reason why you are pursuing and making the choices that you want in life is because you're trying to create the life that you want most. And we often look at, okay, if I can do this, if I can make more money in my business, then I'll be happy. Or if I can get to this next rank, then I can be happy. Or if I can get my kids in private school, then I'll be happy. Or if my retirement funds are completely full, then I'll be happy and be at peace. And so what I help to do and what I'll drive over and over and over in our coaching together is, let's remove those conditions. And how can you have the life that you want most today? How can you have what you want most in life today? And so I want you to think of every single thing that you have in your life, every single thing you spend time on, every single decision, every single thing that you face, as everything is on a scale of 1 to 10, okay? And so if something is not a 10, then make it a no. Then it's a no. Even if you go shopping and you pick up a shirt and you're like, I don't know, it's a no. If it's not a 10, it's a no. Because when something is a hell yeah, when something is a absolutely heck yeah, yes, I have to do this, all of a sudden, weighing out pros and cons is not a factor. we create, or we find, we're motivated and we're saying, I have to have this. Once that we have that heck yeah feeling inside of us, instead of settling for things, and this is what I want to encourage you, so many of you who are on this call are extremely talented. There are things that you can do extremely well. There are things that are in the 7, 8, and 9 range in your life that will literally hold you back from what you want most. And so I want you to have this consciousness of what are those things in my life that may fall into a less than 10. And can I make them a 10? There's some things that we really have the creator capacity to make into a 10. And if I can't make it into a 10, then I call it a no. And so many times we create things in our life and we add things. The way I look at it is I have so many people who come to me, Vanessa, help me create what I want. Help me to manage my time. And what they're doing is they're coming and they have 2 boxes worth of puzzle pieces that we're dumping on the floor and we're trying to put the puzzle together of what they want most in their life. And instead, what we need to do is pull out all the puzzle pieces that don't even belong in there so that we're having one clear picture, one box top. I'll help you say, but Vanessa, this is what I want to create in life. Okay, let's get a really clear picture of what that is. That's the box top that we're building to. And let's get the puzzle pieces that belong there. And let's remove everything else out. Everything else out that doesn't belong there. And you start to create space for what you want most in life. So there's a lot of, the number one thing to do with your time is to start looking at what you can say no to right away. Warren Buffett said the most successful people in life say no more frequently. Too many times we get busy and we're running around and we're doing things in our life that are not contributing to what we want most because we've said yes to too much. So I'm going to play this video for you as an example, and then I'm going to show you how to apply it in your specific situation in life, and I'm going to show you a worksheet that is going to be your action steps between now and our next call that you get to implement in your life. Okay, so here is the video. Whoops, here we go. Okay, I hope you guys could see the audio to that. Could you hear the audio? Okay, I'm assuming that you could. Oh, the video sound was not good. Okay, I'll make sure you guys have a copy of that. So here's the thing. I want to show you exactly what you can do in your life and how this changed my life. It's been almost 2 years now, and I want to encourage you because this is the very thing that you guys have done. You've stepped up in your own life in a really big way, and you've said, you know what, I'm going to get the support and help that I need in order to create the life that I want most. About 2 years ago, I was in the throes of building a network marketing business, and I had taken a day off. I wanted this day off to myself, and before I knew it, one of the team members on my team had come over, and we were trying to help her get to a specific rank level, and she'd come over with a stack of orders. And before I know it, I'm entering in orders for her. I want to help her, right? All of us are driven to help the people on our team. And I realized that I had spent this single day that I had marked off to be a really a time for rest as a means by trying to help her. I had conflicting priorities. I had a conflicting priority wanting to get some rest, and secondly, trying to give to her. And there are many times that you might be in that situation trying to give and give and give to your team members. And as a result, there might be that desire to fuel into your own life that you're not doing that for yourself. And so I want you to look at the analogy of a cup and saucer. And it's so frequently as leaders and as women that we try to get our cup and we say, okay, let me pour what is ever in my cup into the lives of other people. And then we'll put the cup back on the saucer, and then we'll get a little bit filled up a little bit more, for instance, on these coaching calls or other things that fuel your life, and you'll get a little bit more in your cup, and you immediately go and pour it out on others. And instead, I want you to look at it as your cup is on that saucer, and you're giving out of the overflow. You're giving out of what is on the saucer. That is what you're giving to people, not what's in the cup. And I had such a conviction about this in my life because I had been running for years, building, 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 getting to the top of businesses, having goals. There was always the next thing. How can I get to the next thing? And I wasn't even pausing and taking a true Sabbath in my life. And I recommend that you create a sacred space for yourself every single day, and that you do take a time for a Sabbath in your week. Because there's two things that are at play in this. One is trust. Is trust for your life, trust for your future. And two, faith. Faith that what you're investing in and that the resources that you have are enough. And this is such a critical piece. And the reason is I want to give you this analogy, this story. You know the story. You've probably heard the story of when 5,000 people were waiting to be fed on a mountainside. They were there to hear the great teachings of Jesus Christ, and 5,000 people were ready to be fed. And they're looking around and they're saying, how are we going to feed 5,000 people? And one little boy, he looks at his loaves and fish and he's saying, I guess I'll go and present this. I'll take this to him. Imagine if we think that there is limited resources, if we think, oh my gosh, I don't have enough time in a day. Oh my gosh, I don't have enough energy. I don't have enough prospects. I don't have enough money. All that not enough thinking limits what we can create. And instead, I urge you, how can you be that little boy? How can you be that little boy that says, you know what? These are the hours that I have to commit to my business. These are the hours that I have to commit to my family. These are the things that are most important to me. And I'm offering them like loaves and fish. And I'm trusting that they will be multiplied to feed the lives that I'm supposed to serve through my business and feed my family and feed my own soul. And you will watch and see how when you bring what you have from a mindset of abundance, that this can be multiplied, that it is enough. Catch yourself at any time that you start thinking you don't have enough of something, because that is a reactor stage of living, not a creator stage of living. And so when 2 years ago, when I was in this position, I really realized I need to make some changes. And I hired a coach. At a ridiculous rate, literally, you guys know my story. I had earned the Mercedes-Benz through a company that many of you are with. And I decided I needed to get this coach. And it was something I was going to invest in. And instead of having a luxury car, I was going to downsize and live at my simple means in order to create the money I needed for my coach. My coach charges fees $55,000 to $75,000 a year to coach with him. Yeah. So I downsized. So significantly. I pulled out of, I created, here was this crazy investment that I was making, but I said, you know what, this is an investment in me. All of the MBA and undergraduate degrees that I had did not help me create what I wanted most in life. It did take steps towards that, but this is a direct investment in me in creating the business and life I want most. So this is just an example of how our imagination, how our creative force can kick in to create what we want most. So I knew I could, we could downsize the quality of car, could not get the next luxury car, but instead I bought a minivan off of eBay for $6,000 to create what I wanted most. And so it's the same with all of us. And here are simple examples. I mean, when we were at a really, really, when we were growing up, we did not have money. But if we knew that if things were really, really tight, was there something from Walmart that we had not yet used and still had the tags that we could take back and get our money back? That's a creation. It's not the highest level of creation of money or time or other resource or the other ways we can look at creation of things, but it was a creative creation of what we wanted, of what we needed. And so it's the same way for you. You can continue to grow and look at everything as, how can I create what I want most? One of the most significant things I did 2 years ago when I hired this coach was this exercise of hell yeah or no. And I will show you the exact spreadsheet that I put together that you will have this resource on our back office attached to this time management module. And this resource is what I use, and I'm going to give you an example of what this looked like, because I do it all the time, even now. There's conversations, there's people, there's things in my life that I really evaluate, and I say, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, is this a 10? Because the only way you're going to have that 10 quality of life that you want most is by only saying yes to those things and allowing your creator side to find the solutions for the things you do not want. So let me give you an example, very, very practical, walk you through the spreadsheet I put together, okay? Let's see here. Oops. Okay, here's the hell yeah or no spreadsheet. Okay, 10 out of 10 goes in this hell yeah column. Maybe is anything else that I'm just not sure about, and everything else is a no for now. And so you go through, look at your friends. Look at people you have regular communications with. Look at people that you have conversations with, people you spend time with in person or on the phone, and list every single one of those on your calendar. Every day as you're going through, look at what you are spending your time on and start putting it in this. So here are the people, here are the friends, here are the conversations. These could include team members. Is it a hell yeah? Is it a maybe? Or is it a no for now? If it's not a 10, it goes in one of these other columns. Now, what you're going to do once you fill this entire thing out is you're going to go through the maybe column and either move them into the hell yeah or to the no column. So here's friends, conversations, things that were happening with people on my team. Let me give you a very real example for you. If there are things that you're having regular conversations with your team members about, and you're saying, wow, why are they not getting this? How can I help them get this? This is what I suggest. Just like we will, over the next 6 months, be addressing things that are most relevant for you. We're co-creating this program together. We're co-creating this, that you're getting what you want most out of it. Be in communication with me. Let me know what is serving you the most. When you go onto the Facebook page, I want you to celebrate and write the ahas. I want you to celebrate how you're implementing what you're learning. I want you to celebrate what it is that's shifting for you. This is really huge, you guys. This is how we get to really help each other in this journey. We're helping to co-create with each other, others who are dedicated to the same thing that we're trying to create in life, the same way of being, the same way of creating life from an inside out perspective. And this is what this community is. These are the kind of people that are here. And even with each one of you, I have had multiple conversations, breakthrough sessions with individuals that I do not invite to coaching. I do not invite them to this community if it doesn't feel like a hell yeah. As a matter of fact, I've had people who've said, you know, well, let me think about it. Let me get the pros and cons. Anytime pros and cons are involved in something, it's a really key indicator. It's not a hell yeah for somebody. So I want you to think about this, even with your prospects. If they're in a place where they're not sure, make it easy for them to say, you know what, this doesn't sound like it's the right fit right now. You know how blown away they will be that you're serving them from that capacity instead of being so hungry for them to be in your on your team? And then it allows you the opportunity to say, is fear involved here? Because the only thing I want to make sure is that you're not making a decision in life where fear is playing any role in it. And I do this with people who come into my coaching business. You do this with people on your team who are coming onto your team. And you say, you know what, let's make sure that this is right. And if I can tell it's not a hell yeah, I say, you know what, let's make this easy. Let's call it a no for now. Because when you can help them with that, you help them see that you're committed to their highest good. And so, for instance, I had a... This is another way you can take what you're learning here is for your team members is to take the ahas that you're learning in our coaching and turn around and teach them to your team. Turn around and invest it in someone else helps you get more out of it. So if you're coaching and teaching your team, you are coaches to them. If you're coaching and teaching your team and you're seeing, okay, I'm having this same conversation over and over and over and over again, and if it's draining the life out of you, this is a no. So how can you make it a hell yeah? One of the key things that I saw to turning things into a hell yeah for my team, and this is one of the modules that we will cover in our time together, is automation. Are the pieces that were draining the life out of me, how can I create them in such a way that is an automation so that my team was being best served and I was doing the things that could serve them the most? So look at the conversations you're having over and over and over and do one training call on that. Stick it in Dropbox or stick it on your team training site that I'll show you how to have. Stick it there so you can say, you know what, this is the resource you need, and you're not having that conversation that's not a hell yeah for you to have 1,000 times, but you're having it once and you're sharing it 1,000 times over. So that's what might happen as you go through this friends or the regular contacts and conversations, is consider what part of your business do you love the most and what other parts do you not love that are not a hell yeah that we can create on automation so that you can create the results that you want most. Activities. Look at the things you're spending time with. This is where you're making choices between good and great. This is where you're making choices between things that are eights and nines and only choosing the tens in your life. It will revolutionize your life when you do this. Look at your core family. What are things that you're doing that are in the tens? Otherwise, there are no. What are things in your business? What are things regarding growth and education? These are just regular categories that I saw in my own life, and I want you to do the same thing for yourself. Because what you're going to do is you're going to move into creator capacity to make and get the resources and help you need for the things that are no. So here's page 2, my very own example. I went through this. And I had all the hell yeah, people that I loved, that I loved spending time with and conversations with. This included my coaches, friends that I had regular conversation with. Hell yeah. Then there are some maybes. And you can see that I put them initials because I'm not going to put them on here. But look at what happened. My husband's family became in the maybe category. I'm being totally honest with you guys so that you can go through this same exercise in your life. It was a maybe for me because I realized like there were things that I was doing feeling out of obligation that I needed to do that I really wasn't enjoying. And I allowed myself permission to say, okay, how can I make those experiences with my with his family be a hell yeah? How can I change those experiences? Or how can I allow myself the capacity just to say no if I don't really feel like doing something? It's a no, and it's okay. And what ended up happening, it ended up shifting my relationship with my husband's family. And I started to create a hell yeah scenario with every interaction that I had with them. Because there were things I wasn't enjoying about the interactions, and I went into it as a creator versus a reactor to say, how can I create that? Then you go into activities. I could see the things that were enjoyable to me, the beautiful places, the gym, the working out, the reading, the quiet times, the personal care regimen, dancing, sleeping. There were other things that were a maybe, some Facebook things, some aerobic classes, church even fell into maybe during this season. And then the no for now, this is where housekeeping. My husband and I used to, for years, have this argument about who was doing the most for our family, and me feeling drained, him feeling like he was doing what he could, things like our taxes not being done, and it would be this constant fight for us about who was going to do them. I mean, we're talking about years that we would have a challenge, counselor, and we became like, okay, who's hit, what's on his list, what's on my list, is it even? You guys, that's outside in, not inside out change. And instead, I started looking at what drains me. Housekeeping drains me, paying the bills, QuickBooks, taxes, cooking meals, shopping, grocery shopping. And I gave myself permission to say, okay, Vanessa, these are some things that you just don't enjoy. Some people love them, but it's okay. You don't have to compare yourself to them. If you don't love them, they can be in the no for now. And when I moved into my creator mindset, I started finding ways to outsource these things, have people do these things, find solutions that worked so that I could be filled with the energy to do what I wanted and knew I could do best. And when I did that, I started making more money. I started making more money because I was doing what I loved and allowed the things that were draining me to be done by somebody else. Core family, lunch with my boys at school, dinner as a family, date nights with my husband, a Sabbath family day where we're doing nothing except being with each other, individual dates with my boys. When you start looking at a creator point of view in your life, I want you to build in routines that support what you want most. So I ended up every Friday at lunch, it's on my calendar, I eat lunch with my boys. Every single field trip that they have, I mark it off on my calendar because those are routines that build in support for what I want most. Otherwise, we can get into guilt and feeling like, okay, I'm not being the mom that I want to be. I'm not being the wife I want to be. I'm not being the team leader that I want to be. I'm not being the me that I want to be. And we end up being stretched and torn in so many different directions that are all reactor way of living. Instead, if we can pause, take time to really reflect on what we want most in life that is not dictated by the expectations of society, that is not dictated by the expectations of our family, that is not dictated by what we think it means to be a woman, that is not dictated by what it means that we think our church is telling us we need to be, and instead we give ourselves permission to be however we are. And be really honest about the things that light us up and the things that do not light us up. And say yes, say hell yeah to the things that light us up. And the others say, you know what? It's a no for now. And I am trusting that the how of how that will be done, that I have the creative capacity within me to find the answer to how to get those things done without draining myself, without having to do them myself. And your creative force of your imagination gets to expand at a capacity that it may have never previously when you're being drained. So I want you in this next week, put on the Facebook page what things you're saying hell yeah to and what things you're saying no to that are becoming so clear for you. This is a 9, this is an 8, this is a 7, this is a 6 in my life, and I'm finally saying no to them. And I'm clearing the space. Because the way I'm going to help you move forward in creating the life that you want and being super effective business is by helping you create today what you want most. You do not have to be a national vice president, a national marketing director, whatever's the top rank of your company, before you can have the life that you really want. You can have it today. And it comes by being super selective to what you say yes to. Clearing out the space and trusting that if it's not a hell yeah, that whatever is a hell yeah will come. We say yes to too much. Business, I found out the things, speaking, personal growth, these were the things that lit me up. And I discovered emails, texts, business questions, logistics, three-way phone calls. These were things that were draining me. And so I started creating my business in a way that I was doing the things that I loved the most. And the things that I didn't love, I found solutions to. I found people, other people could do them, or other automation tools. And this is just an example. So this spreadsheet, we're going to put on the website for you to use in your own life and go through those categories. What is a hell yeah? What is a maybe? And what is a no? And ultimately, your maybe column will be completely clear. It'll be completely clear, and you're only saying yes to the things that are tens in your life. I want you to just be paying attention to those things. And one of the things I'm super, super committed to, because I don't consider myself a personal development coach. A personal development insinuates that you're not the person that you want to be, that it's some future state. And I really believe the best of you is already inside of you. And it's my job as a coach, and it's the same thing for you with your team members, is to help you remove the layers of conditioning, of thoughts, of perspectives on life that are dimming that light that is already the best of you, and instead allowing it to shine forth. And so part of that is just removing the muck of what you might be saying yes to that just needs to be cleared so that you can say yes to what you want most. Let me share a couple of the really key things for you to take forward in your time management. If you were on my Google Hangout that I did last week, you heard this story. This is my why, and this is who I see you to be. And this entire course over the next 6 months, if there's one thing you take away from it, is being so in touch with what you were created to do and your purpose, and living that out at the highest degree possible and seeing it manifest in your business and in your life. And this scene from Schindler's List, this is the movie Schindler's List, and Oskar Schindler had a business. He was a German businessman, and he had a business that originally was created to bring in profit, to bring in money, to be successful. And his eyes got turned to see how that platform could be used to set captives free. How he could help people, the Jews who were about to go to the concentration camps, he could employ them in his business as a way to save their lives. And his mission became, how can I save as many lives as possible? And it's the same thing for you. You have a platform. You have your business. You have the interactions you have with people every day. You have the things that people know you for, the things that you've been through in life. That is your platform to help set other captives free. There's several of you. You're going to get to know your stories. You're going to get to hear how Joanna, she became free from fear, and how now she is to set captives free from experiencing fear in their life. You're going to get to hear about Ingrid, who believed that success was for other people, and how she got set free from that belief to see that she could have the life that she wanted most, and now is turning around and helping other people be set free from that limiting belief that success is for others and not for them. You're going to hear about Giselle, who is set free from the guilt and the burdensomeness that she felt by being distant from her daughter, because she did not have the birth and some of the choices early on in her birth and early childhood of her first daughter that created the bond that she wanted. And she's creating that now. And she's now setting captives free from experiencing guilt as parents, experiencing distance from their children, and she's doing it through the venue of her business. You guys, these are the people who are in this group, and you guys have a platform. You have a means by which to set captives free, and at the end of this movie, in Schindler's List, they hand him a ring. Every single Jew who had any gold in their teeth, a gold filling, they melted it down to create a ring for him, and they said, here, Oscar Schindler, we want to thank you for the work that you've done. I want you to look at the people who come into your business, the people whose lives you cross, and I want you to imagine them saying to you, thank you for being you, for walking out in your purpose, for walking out with the gift that's inside of you because you helped me give myself permission to live in such a way. You helped set me free. And inscribed on the ring, it said, he who has saved one life has saved the world entire. And I used to think, okay, that one life was the one life that he saved, then they would be worth it, right? But the truth is the one life that we save is our own first. Then that makes such a ripple effect in impacting other people's lives. The way that you're going to show up as a result of the transformations that are going to happen within you over the next 6 months is a life that is being saved and transforming and creating a ripple effect. At the end of the movie, he turns to his car and he says, this car could have saved 10 more lives. This gold lapel pin, he pulls this pin off of his jacket and he says, it could have saved 10 more lives. You know what those things are? Those are the things that try to steal our attention away from what matters most in life. And when you go through this exercise of hell yeah or no, you're clearing this space. That if you're going to choose the car, do it consciously. If not, say no to it. Those things that try to draw us away, the cares of the world, that try to suck the life out of us, say no to them because you're called for a higher purpose and what you're going to live out. I'm going to end with this scripture. Because you're not alone. And I want you to walk in the invitation. There's one thing that we all say we want most. We want to live free and light. Ultimately, everybody wants happiness, fulfillment, living freely, living lightly. And this scripture right here transformed how I did business. It transformed how I approach life. And I want to just leave you with it. And it's Matthew 11:28 out of the Message. And it says, are you tired, worn out, burned out on blank? I'd say blank on anything. Come to me. Look, this is like God's invitation to you to you're created in his image as a creator. And it's his invitation to say, come create with me. Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. You guys, what's going to happen over the next 6 months, you guys are going to think about between now and GTC, you will hit goals. You will make more money. You will ignite your team. You will experience a richness of life you haven't ever experienced before. And it's not going to be from striving. It's not going to be from doing more, going, and living a life that's a blur. It's going to be from a place of unforced rhythms of grace. That is what I'm committed to serve you in that. He says, I won't lay anything ill-fitting or heavy on you, any heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. And isn't that what we want most? When I started doing that in my own team, let me give you an example. I had a training that I couldn't figure out. Everyone was late for the training. Like a lot of people would come late for the trainings on Saturday morning that I would do once a month. And it started at 9:30. And I was like, okay, God, you're my business partner. You're the smartest business partner I have. I invite your spirit to give me wisdom of how to do this better. And all of a sudden I had this idea. 10 minutes. before the training starts at 9:30 would be the cutoff. That if they saw, if they came before 9:20, they paid nothing. If they came after, it was like $5, $10 to help cover the room. All of a sudden, people who were never on time were on time. And we created an amazing experience of training every single month without the stress of people coming in late. And so that's just one small example. We're going to walk through multiple things, really key tools and strategies over the next 6 months. And I want to celebrate what comes out of you. Ideas you never had before, things, solutions, creator capacities that show up in your life as we start moving the space for things that are held, only keep held yeah and leave everything else no's, and start seeing how our creator capacity for creating what we want most in business partnership with God creates what we want most in our business and in our life. With that, I'm going to sign off. Thank you for your patience at the beginning of this training to get everything rolling. I look forward to what we have ahead and really powerfully serving you and creating what you want most in your business and really key strategies and tools, but everything is from the inside out. I know it's by divine connection that you're here, and it's a true honor to do business with you, to do life with you, and to serve you, and to see what unfolds in our time together. Much love to you. Have an amazing, amazing day. Beijos.